I've met most of you, and hope that before the day is out, I'll meet the rest of you. It's my opportunity to be able to introduce to you another distinguished panel, and looking forward to this session on politics and pluralism. May I introduce the panelists? On my far left, we have Professor Elon Dovlo. He's a professor of religions here at the University of Ghana, and he's also a director of distance education program here for the university. He will be our first speaker, followed by Professor Isaac Oloyede, professor of Islamic studies and former vice chancellor of the University of Lorin. He's also executive secretary and coordinator of the Nigeria Interreligious Council. Following Professor Oloyede, we will hear from Helena Van Culler, a senior lecturer at Rhodes University School of Law in South Africa, where her specialty is administrative law. And then finally, last but not least, we will hear from Wobuchit Senegi Georgis, who is an attorney at law and also vice president at Preodor Law School and Research Institute. He is also a former judge and deputy attorney general. We'll proceed in that order. Professor Dovlo, who has asked that he may remain seated for his presentation.
Good morning, and thank you very much for your kind invitation to be part of this conference. I am particularly happy that I'm tying into the presentation of my colleague, the Reverend Professor Asamoah Jaidu. Professor Jaidu mentioned that religion and politics has always been conjoined in Ghana in various ways, from pre-colonial times through colonial period into the post-colonial era of independence. This morning I want to talk to religious leaders, especially Christian leaders, because they are mostly engaged and find themselves in controversy on the Ghanaian political scene. Christian leaders, politics, and law in contemporary Ghanaian experience. Now, since 1992, when Ghana was ushered into the Fourth Republic, religion has become very, very prominent in its political affairs. The clergy make prophetic statements to the electorate, to politicians and political parties. Christian leaders in particular have become moderators of political events, such as political debates. Almost all leaders of various religious traditions come on board during election time to preach peace and ask politicians, the electorate, political parties to conduct themselves ethically during election time. In this presentation, what I propose to do is to explore interventions on the initiatives of religious leaders, particularly Christian leaders in the Fourth Republic. My presentation is based on the premise that before the Fourth Republic, the religious bodies and their leaders, especially the Christian ecumenical councils, such as the Christian Council of Ghana and the Ghana Catholic Bishops' Conference, throughout the various military regimes that marked our political history, more or less criticized these regimes for their human rights violations and urged these regimes to return the country to multi-party democracy. This was done through pastoral letters, synod and conference decisions, press releases, and other forms of advocacy. In fact, the roles they play in the non-democratic phases of Ghanaian political history made the Ghanaian sociologist Max Asimen designate them as a surrogate opposition to government during military regimes. Ghana's Fourth Republic is into its 21st year. It is the longest republic in Ghana's history. The introduction of constitutional rule has now, however, lessened the engagement of religious bodies and leaders in political matters. It has rather heightened it. Nevertheless, with the constitution and rule of law in place, gray areas are developing around the intervention of religious leaders, especially now that institutions such as the judiciary are trusted to handle some of those matters they used to intervene in previously. Another development is that apart from the Ghana Catholic Bishop Conference, which still speaks in unison, the ecumenical voice of the Christian Council of Ghana is disintegrating, as each denomination and its leader intervenes individually, be it the Ghana Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church, or the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, in matters of public interest. Thus, rather than be the one voice that speaks for Ghanaians during the period of military regimes, now religious personalities and religious bodies speak more independently and are laying themselves bare to accusations of partisan politics and aligning to particular political parties. Paradoxically, even though the initiative is at times on the part of the religious leaders, often the politicians also invite them to intervene. And at times, lay people like us wonder if they are forming alternative dispute resolution panels and how that fits into the constitutional framework of the Fourth Republic. So in my presentation this morning, I want to give a brief background to the religious setting of the Fourth Republic. I intended to take two cases of recent encounters to illustrate the point that with a constitution in place, the ballgame is different from when the religious bodies spoke to military regimes. And again, to illustrate the fact that when they stop speaking as ecumenical bodies, then the party political influence is said to have taken them over, and they are regarded as biased and no longer neutral. Fortunately, Professor Samuel Jedu has made a very good case of the second case I wanted to talk on, so I'll only concentrate on the third. He has also told us about the Ghanaian religio-political environment. This whole Fourth Republic started when the Christian ecumenical bodies in particular pushed the Provisional National Defense Council towards multi-party democracy. And when in 1992 we held our first elections, they pronounced that the president of Ghana must be a God-fearing man. Since then, at every election, all presidential candidates and parliamentary candidates try to prove that they are God-fearing. Some claim they are not only God-fearing, but they are also God-loving. The late president of Ghana, Professor Evans Atta Mills, was supposed to be the most God-fearing of them all, with the title of Prince of Peace. But the situation is that with the political rhetoric being religious rhetoric, especially during the campaign time, at times even The campaign is seen in the form of biblical battles during election time. And if you go around Accra, some of the billboards carry the biblical verse that the battle is the Lord's. They even cite the verses from the Bible where the quotations are coming from, whereas some of us who are ministers cannot easily remember such quotations. But the atmosphere is packed with religion, especially every 4 years. There's so much tension, since even elections are supposed to be battles. Then the religious bodies turn around and start praying for peace and access to pray for peace until the elections are over. Naturally, the whole situation has brought religious leaders into the limelight of Fourth Republican politics, because it's the religions, especially Christianity, that provides the symbols, the images, the music of successful political life in Ghana. So, suddenly, our religious leaders are not only spiritually prominent, they have also become politically prominent in Ghana, because they've been projected into Ghanaian political space. The problem is, negotiating this space can be very tricky. And that is what Pastor Otadio encountered, and the moderator of the Ghana Presbyterian Church also encountered recently. As we went into the 2012 elections, the government of Ghana created new districts. According to the Constitution of Ghana, the Electoral Commission must create new constituencies to match new districts. 2 months to the elections, the Electoral Commission created 45 new constituencies. The opposition National Patriotic Party cried foul and asked that all well-meaning Ghanaians should be intervened. The moderator of the Ghana Presbyterian Church intervened, asking the Electoral Commission to suspend the creation of the new constituencies. The National Democratic Party, the ruling Congress, pounced on him, saying that when the opposition party composes a new song, it's the Ghana Presbyterian Church who sings that song for it, and called the moderator the ventriloquist of the new patriotic party. Words were thrown from the National Democratic Congress to the Presbyterian Church. They answered back to the point of saying that the general secretary of the party must be drunk in making such statements about the moderator. But some of the issues that came up were, could the church intervene in a process relating to law, relating to the constitutional work of the Electoral Commission? And the very people who were saying these things, earlier on in 2004, when a law was to be passed asking that Ghanaians abroad could vote, they went to the Christian Council of Ghana to ask the Christian Council to arbitrate between the country, the parties, and the president. These are the issues I'm dealing with, including Otadio's dilemma. Part of the issues my good colleague did not raise was that, could the word of God have copyright? And if he researched the Bible to preach it, and people research this sermon to educate the Ghanaian populace, is there a copyright issue? In all these things, what I've seen and I wish to investigate is that contemporary politics, partisan politics, is influencing the religious bodies. When they spoke with one voice, in non-democratic states, they were respected. Now that they are speaking, especially individually, within a new democratic dispensation, they are being labeled as partisan and are losing their influence gradually on the politics of Ghana. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Dogbo. Professor Woyede.